grows fuzzy. All I know is that at some point our routine changed and I was putting Abby to sleep in my bed before coming back downstairs to wash the dinner dishes and make sure her knapsack was packed for daycare the next day. I rarely came upstairs before 11:30 at night because I had my own work to tend to after I'd put Abby's life in order. Depositions and motions and arguments, the legal desiderata that was my life. But once I was in bed, invariably I would quickly doze off. The bed was big. Big enough for me and my daughter, and the stuffed animals and trolls and children's books that migrated one by one from her room to mine. And I reasoned that, after all Abby had been through and would yet have to endure, it was only fair for me to give her whatever it took to make her feel safe and sleep soundly. I think it was a few weeks after Abby's fourth birthday when she was taking a bath, and I was on the floor beside the tub skimming the newspaper as she pushed a small menagerie of toy sharks and sea lions and killer whales around in the water, that I looked up and saw she was standing. She was placing one of the whales in the soap dish along the wall, and I realized all of her baby fat was gone.